12th to December 10th by calling 1-800-411-BLUE.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Sounds like it's going to be a Christmas song.
Come on, weatherman, give us a forecast, snowy white.
Alabama.
Right.
Can't you hear the prayers of every child?
That's a Christmas song.
Heart tonight.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff is on the way. He'll be here in a moment, and we have a special news report that I'm afraid to say we failed to file it. We had it, and it never got filed in the newsroom, and I don't know what happened. We will bring you that story right after we talk about Mark and Jason.
And the fourth brother was involved, too, today. So.
Are you serious?
Yes, all four were there.
Wow. I'll tell you, that family.
They so churned out some top-notch reporters.
It was, David, Danny, Daryl, and do you know the other
brother? Is it Dennis?
I think it is. I think it's David. No, I think it's David, Dennis, Daryl, and Danny. Yeah. Dennis, Daryl, and Danny. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about four of the finest reporters to ever grace the news business, and they are the Carruthers brothers.
Yep.
David, Dennis, Daryl, and Danny Carruthers. And they filed a report about something that happened yesterday, and I don't know what happened. Yeah, things happen. Things get misplaced, slipped through the cracks. We didn't file it. And they went out of their way, all four of them, to file a report. And I apologize to the Carruthers brothers. We're going to make up for that here momentarily. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, two real people that you can sit down and meet face-to-face. And in a matter of an hour or so, I'm just guessing it would be an hour, you're going to have a pretty good idea of whether or not they know what they're talking about. And apparently a lot of people think they really do, because I happen to know the exact percentage of people who have called them as a result of this show. I know what percentage of those people ended up taking Mark and Jason on as financial advisors. It's beyond impressive. And because of all the restrictions and regulations in the, you know, financial business, I'm not allowed to quote you that. Just not like you're not allowed to quote particular gains or success rates of various investments. You can't do that. What you like about Mark and Jason is that they don't have any sort of unrealistic expectations for you or your money. But here's what you can expect if you don't do anything. You can expect, if you have $25,000, we'll just pick that entry-level amount. If you have $25,000 and you don't do anything with it, 20 years from now you're going to have $25,000. Which 20 years from now I would think would be worth about $12,000. No, $10,000, maybe. So if you want to keep up and go beyond keeping up, you're going to have to do something. And what you do is up to you. Now, it's either going to be something you came up with on your own, or something that's a result of somebody else's advice, somebody who studies this more than you and I do. Somebody who studies it all the time, and that's Mark and Jason with Stifel Nicolaus. If you want to contact them and set up an appointment, even if you have a financial advisor, they're going to want to know a little bit about you, and you let them know, you know, what you have, where you have it, $25,000 or more, and they'll take a look at it. And if what you've done with it is smart, they'll tell you it's smart. MarkandJason.com. There was a bridge demolition yesterday morning, I believe.
Yes.
What was it, the Blanchett?
Blanchett Bridge.
I'm embarrassed by this. We had four reporters on the scene, and their reports were not filed with the newsroom. It's a computer error, I would imagine. So I'm going to bring it to you now. First, David Carruthers, who was on the scene when the demolition took place, filed this report.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
You know, when I remember taking a couple of courses before I completely dropped out of school and never finished, one of the things they told you about reporting, be concise, to the point, just the facts.
Yes.
You don't get more concise than that report.
No.
No, you know, unnecessary verbiage, just boom. It's good. Nobody was standing up under that thing. Mm. And then Dennis Carruthers filed this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Nothing new. Oh, and he's right. We saw the demolition of the old arena.
Yeah.
We've seen other bridges demolished. It is nothing new. Yeah. Mm. Happens all the time. The following report is filed by Daryl Carruthers.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
Explosion. It is a major blow.
Explosion.
Demolition is a major blow.
And it's traffic, and it's kind of messed with traffic.
Yeah, it
because
does.
Everybody has to drive on the other side of the bridge now. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny Carruthers filed this report.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know, people in St. Louis.
Oh, St. Charles, but close enough.
Yeah.
No.
It's on the
no,
St. Louis. St.
He was
Charles
referring
border.
To
he was standing
St.
on this
Louis
side of the...
people that went over to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy what people in St. Louis will go to watch.
Yeah.
Four fantastic reports.
Yes.
Wow.
By the Carruthers brothers. And sure. Now it's time for your pet's best friend.
They're unbelievable.
They are. And dedicated.
That yeah. Doggy in the window.
And a lot of people just go on and on. Well, Colin, you know, it started about 4 p.m. The crowd started to gather, blah, 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 blah. Now, they get right to it.
Yeah.
Right to it. They should be teaching news courses, in my opinion. Somewhere. I can check with your pet's best friend from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And what other official veterinarian would you ever need but the one for this show? And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. What other cab company would you ever need than the one that's AM and the PM, Laclede Cab, 314-652-3456. Here are the phone numbers. What'll happen is you call, you're put on hold, your name's on the screen, and you get free advice from one of the best in the business, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, about your parrot, your dog, your cat, your iguana, your boa, whatever, your llama. Here are the numbers. I would call now, 314-969-KTRS, or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Santa has the ho ho ho. You have that hey hey hey. That's kind of your signature greeting.
I think so.
It's like Fred Albert.
AM in the PM.
Now, I'm not saying.
Now, what was that accent you just used? You said
that was my.
I think so.
I think that was my
Southern Belle.
You know what it kind of sounded like?
What?
Like a Southern evangelist preacher. I see on some of these channels.
In another life.
You were in another life. You were a Southern evangelist.
That's right.
Hallelujah, praise. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I did not know that.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, all right. That's
you know what I think, Doctor?
Yes.
I think we should do and continue to do the entire segment in the voice. Praise,
don't.
Praise.
That would be very
Jesus.
Fine for me. I have no problem with that.
Oh no.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
I actually, unfortunately, did a years ago. I had a client come in, a new client, and I was in character mode. I think I was a Russian profile at that time, and I did the entire event that way. But the problem was when he came back like 3 weeks later, I had forgotten that I had done that. And they said, "Well, we saw the Russian doctor last time."
That's hilarious. So, see, this is something you don't get at just any vet's office.
I mean, that's right.
Different characters.
That's my multiple personality issue.
You get to meet Southern gospel ministers, Russians. Wow. Another reason
I'm
to bring them.
I'm happy to tease the audience. Anyway.
What? All right. Trailing off a little bit.
Would you like to take some phone calls?
I sure will.
Can't get him out of it. Let's start with Susan. Susan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, baby?
I'm fine.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. I adopted, actually, a rescue dog from you. His name was Chester. He was a Westie.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah.
He had a heart problem and had to have heart surgery, but he's doing great. But the problem I'm having is he eats mulch.
Huh.
And he doesn't just chew on it. He eats it.
How much does he eat?
Pardon me?
See what I did there? How mulch does he eat?
Oh, goodness.
See what I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, that was
go ahead, Susan. Sorry.
And the problem is now when, like, I clean up the yard, I mean, what I pick up looks like mulch.
You mean
and
from his poopies?
And now he started to poopies. Throw up. So what can I do
I mean, the obvious suggestion would be not to make it available. Keep him on a lead when you walk him out and just don't let him have access. We do have a lot of animals, and for one reason or another, they like to explore and pick up the mulch, and you don't want him because he could theoretically not only get GI upset and the disease, but he could also get obstructed. And then you got a major deal. And this little doggy for the listening community has been through an amazing change of life. And I'm so happy you have him in your home. But
I'm writing a new song right now. How mulch is that dog in the window?
Yeah.
Man. But a dog, I would say do everything you can to avoid any other surgery. So it sounds to me like it would be a simple management effort.
Have him walk around your trees and your bushes and just keep dropping and then remulch all that stuff.
You don't have to buy mulch.
There's nothing I can, like, spray on the mulch to,
There might be something, but it's so much easier. As much mulch as I assume is in the area, that you'd probably be simpler just to,
This is in my backyard, in my flower bed.
I have
recently
just
bought a little fence for around it.
Yeah, and just control where he has freedom to explore.
Yeah.
Okay? And
okay,
thanks so
thank
much.
You.
That, again, is a very special dog that went through a lot, ended up in a wonderful home, and that's just
beautiful. Thank you. Love him. He's, and it's hard to get mad at him because of that face. He's just got the sweetest little face.
No,
Westies have a great taste. Thank you, Susan.
Yes, thank you.
You know, do you remember the name from history when you're in school? Horace Greeley. Remember that name? And this is a true story. We were looking for a dog many, many years ago for my daughter, and I happened to know Horace Greeley's great, great, great grandson, Howard Greeley, and he is now a veterinarian.
Sure.
And I said, Howard, we don't know what kind of dog to get. What should we get? He said, go Westie, young man. Go Westie. See what I did there? Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Never ends.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a general question on dog behavior. Why do dogs take so long to decide where they're going to do their business when you're walking them outside?
Especially Shih Tzus. They will circle and circle. It's unbelievable. Good question.
It's a good question. I'm not sure I have an exact answer. I'd say that it's probably mostly the amount of stimulation that they get from other smells there, other dogs or cats or whatever that's interesting. The more excited and interested they are in the stimulation, the more likely they're going to get to their business. Otherwise, they probably have to kind of just map it out and just present.
But she has a great question, and that really, what you're saying is you really don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
Because
I don't know if there is an exact answer.
You know our little Shih Tzu that my mother-in-law has.
Sure.
That dog, Sandy, will circle and circle and then circle again and then circle the other direction and then walk to another spot. And I'm thinking, what are you looking? Are you looking for a nice, clean place so you can poop on it? Are you looking? I mean, what are you looking for?
My dad's 95.
I'm late for work because he takes so long to decide when he's going to go.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
It's not an unusual, but it's certainly not a problem. But it's just a behavior.
It's something you're not going to be able to do anything about, probably.
No, probably not.
All right, Sandy. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, and then some dogs go out, go right to a spot, do it back in.
Right.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're just not picky.
My dogs, they don't want to be outside. They're spoiled. They think that they're supposed to be inside, so they want to get back in as soon as possible.
Yeah, so Ruben is here. Ruben, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you today, sir?
Good, Ruben. And you?
Doing well. My question has to do, I'm somewhat of a dog collector. I have 5 dogs. I live on 9 acres of the nature preserve, and we have a large area enclosed where these dogs can roam. But on Thanksgiving, one of my dogs is a small Beagle mix. I had a seizure, and first time it ever happened. It was a very scary event. The dog in front of everybody at the Thanksgiving gathering began flopping around on the floor like a fish in the bottom of a boat, essentially.
Uh-huh.
I thought the dog was dying. Eventually got the dog calmed down. Of course, it's Thanksgiving, so my wife takes the dog to the emergency veterinary services. And the lab report, which I got a chance to look at, wasn't very remarkable. The only things on the report that I saw was that he had an elevated white count, a possible urinary tract infection, and maybe an abnormal potassium. So, they treated the dog with antibiotics, sent him home, and said, these dogs can sometimes be a one-time event, or it could be the onset of some sort of, epileptic-type syndrome. So I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I would parrot some of what they said. The incidence of seizures in dogs is fairly common, and you always want to rule out infectious diseases or some other issue. In an older dog, we always worry about cancers in the brain and stuff, and there are diagnostics through our specialty clinics, MRIs and CT scans, just like in human diagnostics, so that's available. But in many, many cases, especially in a younger dog, they're defined as idiopathic seizures. In other words, we don't know the exact cause, and that person that was guiding you said the right thing. You usually, if you just have a one-time incident, you kind of watch it, but if you have two or three in a short order, maybe in less than a month, then you are justified in doing more of a formal blood workup and starting on one of the many protocols, different drugs that are available to control seizures. If it doesn't work, then you have to think about doing the more advanced, expensive diagnostics. But, yeah, I wouldn't get too excited, but you are aware, and now you know what your steps are to go next time. Okay?
Sure. Just one other thing. I mean, that day, two of the dogs had gotten into a pretty knockdown, drag-out thing over some turkeys, believe it or not. And so, I mean, are there any precipitating events?
Well, it can be anything. It can be, it represents an irritable area in the brain, okay? A typical, most of the seizures do. Sometimes they're metabolic, where you have a low blood sugar or a high blood sugar, or even a calcium level. So in a small dog, you could argue that if he got really excited and got into a riff with some other dogs, he shot, his blood sugars went way up and then maybe shot back down, and that might have encouraged something that was predisposed anyway. So there's a million reasons, and most of the time we don't know. Even in humans, they won't, very often they won't know why the seizure occurred, but they'll just treat it and kind of manage the person.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ruben, thank you. You know, Dr. Drake, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago my wife and I were in Las Vegas, and for the very, very wealthy people that go there, they actually have an animal clinic that they have built, and they specialize in treating dogs with seizures. Seizures Palace, it's called. Oh. It's an animal.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That time of year, huh, Frank?
Thank you, everybody.
Up next is Brian. Brian, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug and gang, how you doing?
We're doing great, Brian.
How you doing,
Brian? Not too good. We have a four-month-old Bichon Frise, and we had to take her to Chesterfield over the weekend, and talking about surgery, she's going to have a liver shunt. Her bioelastic test, I believe they said, was not good. And they said essentially either to do the surgery, which was a pretty hefty amount, unfortunately. I mean, she's young. But they said it only lasts about 1 to 2 years. So they said that she could be maybe get about 3 years, maybe four, for doing medical management. I just kind of want to get your thoughts and maybe ways to kind of have a quality of life for her.
There are different presentations of these liver shunts. They tend to be a congenital or something that the animal is born with. And there are structural abnormalities in the liver metabolism, in the liver circulation. So the toxins that would normally be spewed away in your poop or your urine tend to get recycled, and then they make you toxic, or in this case, the puppy. So the surgery in many cases can be curative, and I'm not sure what the specific form was in this case or what kind of studies have been done so far, but, you know, I would, that's typically the approach, is to go in and do surgery, and that's, I assume you're talking about the specialty group down in the Chesterfield Valley, and they're very, very excellent. We are fortunate in St. Louis. We have like three major specialty groups in the area that represent all areas of special care and need. So I would just go with one and follow their lead, because they're going to give you the best direction.
She's on lactulose, as you said, you know, to excrete that through the ammonia. Is that something that is a longevity thing for her to be on, or is that something that is, you know, on for a few months and off?
Well, I couldn't hear what you said.
She's on lactulose to get rid of the ammonia.
Yeah, after the surgery, that should be a much less significant issue, because it's the ammonia is the byproduct that's making your animal sick and toxic, and again would normally be broken out or broken down metabolically and then pooped out or urinated out.
Boom.
So that should be, you know, in my experience, that should be a fairly temporary thing and may persist for some short time after surgery. But once the surgery is complete, if it's done, you know, correctly, and I'm sure it would be, then that problem should be kind of resolved. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Brian, thanks for coming. Dr. Doug, I'm going to have to ask you to speak up, because what happens is you have a tendency to eventually kind of like that.
Okay. Is that professional?
I need you to really jump in there and speak up. We'll take one more call if she can do it quickly. Sue, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Sue.
We can hear her.
We have two sheep labs. I mean, we're, you know, we have, one's the mom and the other one's the baby, which is about a year old. And they don't play tug of war with people, but they'll play tug of war with each other. Is there a reason?
I couldn't even hear. You said it was a sheepdog lab mix.
Yeah.
A mother and a youngster, and you said what? That they're not playing with people?
Well, we try to teach them to play tug-of-war with us.
Okay.
And they drop the rope, they drop whatever it is when we have it, but when they have it with each other, they play, but we can't get them to play tug-of-war with us.
This is not a medical issue.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a behavioral thing.
Sure,
it might
not
be
a medical issue.
You know, what I would do is kind of tease them. You know, one-on-one, I'd tease them with the rope if you really need, you want that kind of play. But it is more, I mean, I have the same issue with my dogs. They like to play with each other more than they like to play with me. So,
well, they play
I don't
with
think
us.
It's a bad thing.
It's just that one tug-of-war, they don't play with us. Okay,
maybe they don't like it. They don't like tug-of-war with you.
That out, though.
Hey, try checkers.
I don't think that's anything to really worry
checkers.
About.
Try checkers.
Yeah. Sue, thank you for the call.
Bye.
We're out of time. Boy, that's a different call.
That was different.
Our dogs won't play tug of war with us.
She didn't like that answer.
Well, she probably didn't.
Oh,
I don't know that that's anything to lose any sleep over.
No, I don't think
they won't play tug of war with us, but they'll play tug of war with each other. Well, okay. Doctor, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll do this again next week. What do you say?
Okay, be well, everybody.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see him. He's a Russian. Sometimes he's a Southern Gospel evangelist. And sometimes he's just Dr. Doug, but he's always brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Johnny Londoff joins us. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
You're good. I want to address a call we had a couple days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. I don't remember. Somebody called and said they remembered TV commercials with your dad, and he had what they believe were the Londoff girls in the TV commercials, and said, who were they? Well, I actually got a text from your wife, Mimi, and I didn't notice it till late in the show, and she said those were your sisters.
That's
Is that correct?
Right? They, Laura and Linda Londoff. Now,
so they...
Laura Londoff Coke and the Linda Londoff Ruck. But, they were doing the commercials with my dad, and, you know, I was just back in the background working, selling cars, managing.
Yeah. I didn't know the answer. I said, well, maybe they were models.
Would you think that I would be in the TV spots?
Well, no, but she did comment. She said the girls were very attractive, and I said, yes, the girls in the family got the looks.
Well, yeah. What was that? I want my chopped beef over here, my chopped liver? What does that mean? The girls? So, basically, I'm sorry, you just like to call me ugly?
No, no. I think your dad made a very clear statement. I think your dad made a very clear and not vague at all commentary by putting his daughters on TV and not putting you.
Come here, Johnny. Why don't you go wash some cars?
Yeah. Johnny, a TV commercial to cut. Why don't you go in the back and wash? I'll put your sisters on.
That's pretty much the way it's always been.
Well, as it should be. Girls always come first.
When you're working, you know, 6 days a week and you got to come home and reintroduce yourself to the family because they forgot who in the heck you are because you're working all the time. That's okay. The girls are on TV.
Here comes the poor me, I work all the time story. Here it comes.
Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Bruce, for getting the vote.
Go ahead, John. You can get it off your chest.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go
Keep
ahead.
Going. Come home.
Well,
nobody knows you.
I love to work. I always work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's ask the Laura and Linda, how much yard work did they do growing up?
Oh man.
I feel like a psychiatrist.
Oh,
now it's starting to come out. Come on, get it all out.
How many nights were they out singing Christmas lights with Sylvia Londoff? None. No.
It's all coming out.
Oh, man.
But that's what brothers do.
How about the time we're on vacation and my dad, who can't swim at all, and he, you know, the power went out. We're in Mexico. The power goes out, so he has to come down and jump in the pool because he's got, you know, soap suds and shampoo in his. And he jumps on this diving area, so he's drowning. The man's drowning. He is drowning. And my sisters had already taken their showers. They're like, hey, jump in there and save Dad. They didn't budge.
Mm. Sounds to me like they think of you as their hero brother.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like a compliment.
Get
Let's
John
let our brother, the life-saving hero, jump in. He'll save him.
You know what my dad said? He's spitting water out of his lungs.
I probably said this. That's pretty good.
I can do that too, buddy.
It's good.
How are you?
Well, I think I'm okay.
You think?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think I'm okay.
Dan and Ann, how is he?
He's okay.
Seems to be good.
Yeah, he seems to be okay.
You never know. He could drop. We could all drop dead tomorrow. You never know.
A little bit of hesitation on the response. Like, who cares?
He looks all right.
Yeah, he's all right. Well, that's good. Good. How's he look?
He looks fine.
Great.
Yeah. No, I always look pretty good. I'll tell you that. I've seen myself. Yeah.
Oh, man. There you go, buddy.
Modest. It's the attitude you have to have when you're average looking at best. You just have to pump it up a little bit. How's the car business?
Car business is good. Car business is good. It can always be better. Always be better. And let's talk about a couple of the AM and the PM listeners. Richard Morgan, Carrie Morgan, St. Peter's bought a brand new Silverado.
Rich and Carrie Morgan.
Yeah. Nice.
St. Peter's new Silverado.
And Billy Voss on a 2008 Uplander. Traded in his Silverado and good guy. Great
what is
guy.
A, what is an Uplander? I guess I should know what that is.
That was a minivan manufactured by General Motors up until about 3 years ago.
Okay, and what's his name? David.
Billy.
Billy Voss. Big hand for Billy Voss. AM and the PM.
Yeah, Billy.
Got himself an Uplander. Way to go, Billy.
Yeah, that's pretty close, David.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot of things to remember. You know.
I know you do.
I have to remember
what's
like 250 jokes. I have to remember all the time. So
is it that many?
It takes up most of the space.
You're a genius.
No, I'm just a guy who can do one thing, tell jokes. That's it.
You can do.
That's all I can do. Can't do anything else.
There's no other specialty in
life. Nope.
That's about it. I think there are.
It's about it for me.
I think there are a few things. I've seen the smell on your wife's face. I think there's some things that obviously
you've seen the smell on my wife's face.
Smile.
He said smell.
Yeah,
he said, I've seen the smell on your wife's face.
Wow.
No, we could play it back.
It
back.
It was
you
smell.
Said smell.
You said. You want to lay some money down on this? Mm-hmm. We'll play it back if you want to lay down a Benjamin.
How much more money can I lay down than what I'm paying to be on the air with you?
Don't put any money down.
That's a good point.
Down.
You kidding me?
That's a good point. You've already put enough down.
Put a Corvette down on it, John.
Yeah.
Oh, funny, Dan.
A check from me for $60,000 against a new Corvette if we play it back and you didn't say, I've seen the smell on your wife's face.
That's pretty rugged there.
It is pretty rugged. All right, let's talk about the number one selling car in America, the Chevy Cruze.
I knew you were going to say it was the Cruze.
$3,000 off the number one selling car in America, the Chevy
that's
Cruze.
That's a good deal. Good enough deal that you're getting a great car.
How about Chevy Malibu, 2013s. If you want a 2012, sorry, we've been out for months. 2013s, though, over 100 in stock. This is a brand new 2000 redesigned model, 2013, for only
$19,900.
Yeah.
And it smells great inside that new 2013 Malibu. 2013 Impala is just
$21,900.
$5,000 U.S. dollars American.
What?
$5,000 off the Chevy Traverse. Traverse smells good, too. $3,500 off the Chevy Equinox. And $10,000 off Chevy extended cab and crew cabs.
Listen to the crowd. They love it.
The crowd loves it. I think the crowd loves me.
I think they do, too.
You know?
You can see the smell on their faces.
You must have had a good night.
You know my favorite
night,
song.
Dan. You're kind of funny today.
You know my favorite song. That song, "Smell Though Your Heart Is Breaking."
Yeah.
Smell even though it's aching.
I see, baby, smell. I watch him grow.
I am just so glad that I can make you all laugh. Yeah. I think what he meant to say
was, I'm so glad I could be a part of this show.
Or laughing with you.
Yeah, with you. That's what he meant.
Ian, you don't mean that.
Well, you were laughing.
I was laughing just because your laughs make me laugh.
Remember that other great song, When You're Smelling, when you're smelling, the whole world smells with you.
Yeah.
Another great song.
Yeah, I got a great idea.
What smell. Is it?
Come over. See us. 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
They're on the way right
now. 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Come on over here and smell us.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
Come and call us at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Come in, make an appointment, and come on over and smell us.
All right. Well, I
and then you'll be able to smell that that we own a billion and a lot. Mm-hmm. We own it.
They'll walk out with a smell on their face.
That's right. They'll have a big smell on their face.
Yeah.
And 24/7, 365, where?
Lawndoff.com.
There you go. Unbelievable.
All right, they're on the way. Many of them are on the way right now.
Can't wait.
Be prepared to greet them.
Okay? All right, kids, listen, have a great evening.
You too, John.
Thanks for making fun of me again. And,
anytime.
And drive safe out there.
Anytime. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tell me.
I want you know what? During the break, you need to pull it. Honest to goodness, he said, I've seen the smell on your wife's face.
Right.
He said it. Couldn't have been plain.
I know.
Could not have been clearer. He just won't. You know, why doesn't he just say, you know what, I think I probably did say that.
You guys all heard it.
I probably did say that. Yeah. No, he's not gonna do that. We'll take a break, and then I promise we'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see if people are driving home with a smell on their face right now. Let's check traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
I feel like it's anticlimactic after Johnny was on with you guys, and then you come up to me here.
Well, it is.
How do you follow that, you know? Let's see. The smile isn't on your face if you're on westbound 64. You do have stop-and-go traffic from Hampton through McCausland, but then midway between McKnight and Clayton Warson, you've got a stalled vehicle. MoDOT's with it. It's off on the right shoulder, but the police are right next to it. They've got the right lane blocked, so you've got heavy traffic approaching McKnight. And then once you get out towards Chesterfield Parkway West, it's slowed down through the Iceplex. On southbound 270, it's slow either side of Olive, and then it's stop and go from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, it's pretty stopped up now. Between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is 99.99% jam-free. Guaranteed. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the midweek show. Comedian Ron Ramey in the studio, so we get a live black and white. Also, Greg Stebbin for Men's Health. Nez Yakovic comes in, plays a little music, does a little talking. Also, Andrew Klein with some Johnny Law stuff. And enjoy the Ripley's people as well. Busy night. Starts at 9. See you then.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With 4 locations in St. Charles County and 1 in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefaninas.
Most RVers in December are heading south, but not Adrian. She's heading for Harmony State Park in Indiana. New Harmony is one of those places that was out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the Four Winds creeps down our narrow, snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois, there's a lot of crap today that makes people worried and stressed out. Economy, environment, politics. Let me tell you a story. This is about a kid. Well, he's actually 23. And P.S., getting old for me is a stress factor. Anyway, this kid bought a Meyer Honda Accord a few years ago, and he is one of the nicest people in a Honda. And he is rough on cars. He waits to the last minute to deal with maintenance. It's unkempt, driven hard, etc. His Accord has been so good to him with just the basics. He has almost 250,000 miles on it. No worries. Just let's all hope that Accord can transport him to a job interview. Now is the time to get your Accord from Meyer Honda. We're doing it all to get you in the right Accord for the lowest price. Economy? Check. Great gas mileage, lowest prices. Environment? Check. Great gas mileage, ultra low emissions. Politics and aging? That's a different story. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $6.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished solid oak hardwood floors installed for only $6.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 wide solid oak hardwood and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high quality American made hardwood floor installed by our own Union Craftsmen. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and give your home the beauty it deserves. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
What a great game.
Only a few minutes to go.
Hey, we're going to win this one just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Oh, yeah, I like this kind of music, Frank.
I know you do.
It's my kind of sound.
I thought he was mad at us.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas. I see you.
You should just treat me nice.
Should you treat me nice? Yeah. Yeah. Frank, I love this music. I love it.
Merry Christmas, baby.
All for you, Willie.
Should you treat me nice?
Oh, yeah. This reminds me of a woman I used to know. That's an
old
story.
Give me a diamond ring for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm living in paradise.
Those of you who were listening a few minutes ago, you heard John Landoff. I don't think there was any question or doubt about the fact that he denied that he said, "I've seen the smell on your wife's face," talking about my wife's face.
Yep.
He says he didn't say that. Do you have it?
Yep.
Let's play it again.
"I've seen the smell on your wife's face. I think there's..."
There it is. Wow. There it is right there. And we'll play it one more time.
"I've seen the smell on your wife's face.
I've seen the smell." Oh, you know, yeah. What an insulting... When
Mikey's
you say
stink.
That your wife, that a man's wife's face has a smell on it that you can see.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, strong. You stink, because she's always around you. She always has a smell on her face.
Strong. But what are you going to do?
I've seen now the smell on your wife's face.
Yeah, we know what you said. Now I'm in an awkward position. This man's an advertiser.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of money with us.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Nothing. I just have to take it.
Yeah. Hope your wife didn't hear it.
Well, I do too, Dan. That'll hurt her. I don't even know the words to describe.
Cut her.
The hurt.
Yeah.
Cut her deeply. You all heard it. I rest my case. I don't think we need it. I wish he'd taken me up on that Corvette offer.
Yeah.
He'd be putting the paperwork together and getting the keys and the extra set of keys right now for me.
Yeah.
If he'd taken, maybe that's why he didn't take that deal. He knew deep down, he said it, and he meant to say
yeah.
it, that my wife's face has a smell on it you can see. Strong. Good feet. They're in the arch support insert business. They're all over the country. There are three in the St. Louis area. And here's how you know what they do is effective and works and is successful. When you see the good doctor, and you know the doctor's name, he sells foot pads and gel inserts in grocery stores and things like that. When you see him alter the way he sells his product to sort of make it look like he's doing the same thing Goodfeet's doing, well, he's not. It's a very simplistic sort of bad copying of what Goodfeet does. Goodfeet has far more variations in their arch supports, their inserts, than the other outfit will ever have. The other thing is so impersonal. You walked up to a kiosk or something, and you stand on it, and a number comes up. No, no, no. When you go in the Goodfeet stores, a person who's been trained is going to greet you. You don't need an appointment. Sorry, hit the mic stand. Is going to greet you and then ask you why you're there. And you're going to say, I'm there because my neck hurts all the time, and I my foot hurts, my whatever, hip. And then they're going to assume that maybe it's coming from the way you stand, you walk, and they'll start there. And they'll take an impression of your foot. You'll step down on it. It's very easy. You don't have to take your socks off. Those of you like me who don't want people to see your feet, you just take your shoe off and step down. And these people are trained to where they can look at that imprint and know, okay, I know exactly where we should start. And they'll bring out an insert, and they'll put it in your shoe. And by the way, you keep your own shoes. You're not going to end up buying new shoes. And you'll get up and walk, and if you can't tell much difference, then they're going to try another one. And it's just a matter of fine-tuning. And the goal for them, and of course for you, it's why you came in, is to find that right insert that all of a sudden changes the way you're standing and you're walking. Not drastically, not so that you have a hard time walking. You'll walk the same. You'll still be easy to walk. You just won't realize that you're shifting, you're redistributing some weight, taking pressure off where pressure shouldn't have been. That's it. If it doesn't work for you, you tried, they tried, but the success rate is pretty impressive. Plantar fasciitis, the number one reason people go in. The Goodfeet stores. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can just drop in on Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's, in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Nothing else like it. The Goodfeet stores.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And we have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270, just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florence. And westbound 70, you're jammed up now from the McKelvey overpass to the Blanchette Bridge. And you're a little heavy on westbound 64 from 94 through K. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Centrum Flavor Burst, the yummy, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today. That's with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTR.
Coming up on the Gras in the Morning. He's a billionaire businessman who moved back home to St. Louis and has changed the landscape of politics. Our first exclusive interview with Rex Singfield from the Show Me Institute on Thursday morning, plus Joe Manis with the latest on politics. Join us Thursday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Buy one, get one is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes and get another pair half off, just in time for holiday shopping. Famous Footwear. Victory is yours.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Doing great, Bill. Doing great.
All right, all right. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have offered $25.7 million to negotiate with a South Korean pitcher.
Whoa.
Yeah, this guy is so good, he took out three North Korean missiles with his slider.
Wow, that is good.
Whoa.
Yeah. And after Hurricane Sandy, Verizon says they're now at 100% efficiency, which is impressive considering they were only at 40% efficiency before the storm hit.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And David Letterman and the members of Led Zeppelin, maybe you saw them the other night on TV, they're among this year's Kennedy Center honorees. Ceremony yep. will be broadcast on December 26th. And Dave was saluted for his comedy. And if JFK was still alive, he'd salute Dave for his work with interns.
Oh, you bet he would.
Yeah. And finally... Well, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has announced that he's returning to his job on the board of directors at Marriott International. Yeah. And thank goodness Mitt was able to find a job because he was getting down to his last $300 million.
Yeah.
Got to get back out there. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by... Who else? Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm Big 5 from DKPRS. All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I saw a little clip of backstage after that Kennedy Center thing. Did you see Letterman's wife? Did you really see her? Yeah.
Regina?
What'd you say?
Her name's Regina, I think.
Regina?
I think it's Regina. Oh, yeah. Maybe you're right. 5 o'clock. It's my busy.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheatless. A possible break in the case of two cousins who disappeared in Iowa back in the summer. Two bodies were found today.